After Governor Sam Brownback laid off the entire staff of the Kansas Arts Commission and vetoed its funding in 2011, the National Endowment for the Arts said they could not offer their standard matching funds. This left Kansas without any state arts funding and left hundreds of arts organizations across Kansas scrambling to keep things going. Now, 2 years later, a new state-run arts funding agency is in place, but it's very different. The Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission, or CAIC, merged the Kansas Arts Commission and the Kansas Film Commission and is housed under the Department of Commerce. The new agency has a new focus, economic development, and the funding opportunities they announced earlier this year are, of course, in line with that. Director Peter Hasso says he presented five potential funding projects that he borrowed from other states to the commission.
The board met and looked at all five of those and felt that these two programs would have the most impact, given our budget.
The CAIC budget for fiscal year 2013 is around $700,000. Just more than $500,000 of that is available to be granted out. One grant opportunity requires a partnership between the arts organization, a local government unit, and a private business to establish a creative space or promote a creative region. The other is a smaller award that can help a nonprofit or private business with a workforce expansion or technology or facility upgrades.
That is a pretty slim, narrow definition compared to what we've had before.
Connie Bonfi is a business consultant to arts agencies in the Wichita area.
There's no emphasis on art education, and in the project grant, it specifically says they will not fund arts in the schools. So there's a real difference in the way of pointing towards community development.
Bonfi says these new grant opportunities are going to require arts agencies in Kansas to think in a totally new way.
I do believe they will have to tailor their thinking a little differently, but I also think, we're creative. We can do that. That's not an impossible task for the arts agencies in the state. The other interesting part of these grants is that the incentive grants are available for for-profit organizations as well. And in the project grant, you have to have a for-profit partner. It's the Department of Commerce. They want to build jobs. They want to build economic development. They want Kansas to be vital. I do too.
Henry Schwaller is the former chair of the Kansas Arts Commission and current member of the CAIC. He says even if agencies are able to establish partnerships and tailor their programs to the new requirements, the lack of support is going to make it difficult.
It takes a lot of support and development. We simply can't give these groups $75,000 and say, okay, go make it work. They're going to need technical assistance in how to do a plan, a strategic plan, and a marketing plan. They're going to need follow-up once the plan is done, helping them implement it. This program, it's a great idea in theory, but in practice, it's going to be very difficult to carry out because all we're doing is giving them the money and saying, okay, now you go make something with it.
Ongoing support is just not something the CAIC can offer grantees because the future of arts funding in Kansas is still precarious. Governor Sam Brownback has suggested the budget be reduced by $500,000 to $200,000 for the next fiscal year. And it is still unclear if that amount of state funding and the heavy focus on economic development will satisfy the requirements for matching funds from the National Endowment for the Arts. The exact amount of state arts funding for next year is being considered by the 2013 legislature. A decision about matching funds is expected from the NEA in June. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.